Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Conversations. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. May 11, 2025. And I have a very special podcast for you. I will be streaming this on my podcast, which is Star's Opinion, The Christian Perspective. So if you haven't downloaded on all streaming platforms, go ahead and do so now. So I have entitled this message, I Have the Victory, and I will be reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 37 from the New Living Translation. All right. So what shall we say about wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all. Won't he also give us everything else? Who dare accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scripture says, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. So I have entitled this message, I Have the Victory. Today on Mother's Day, I want mothers to know that overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus. We see all throughout scripture that God cares for mothers. He reminds us of the good God that he is, even when it seems overwhelming and impossible. God shows up and makes the impossible possible. He reveals himself with the love and compassion from the Old Testament to the New Testament. For instance, one of my favorite stories is the poor widow woman and the Shunammite woman found in 2 Kings chapter 4. First, let's explore the poor widow woman. Her husband has died, and now it's just her and her two sons. She comes to Elijah the prophet, and I imagine she's in distress because her creditors, they want their money, and she don't have a dime to give them. The prophet asks, what can I do to help you? What do you have in your house? Nothing at all, except a flask of olive oil, she replied. The prophet tells her to borrow as many empty jars from her friends and neighbors. Then he tells her to go into her house and shut the door behind her. Pour the olive oil from her flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. She follows Elijah's instructions and begins to pour the olive oil into the jars. As her sons kept bringing the jars, the olive oil kept flowing. Until she had more than enough, the prophet then instructed her to sell the olive oil to pay off her debts and use the amount she has left over to live. Now, in the Old Testament, people had to go to a prophet to receive a word from God. But today we are under a new covenant, a better covenant that speaks better things. Jesus is our high priest. Jesus instructs us in Matthew chapter 6 to go away and pray, then shut the door behind us. Pray to our Father in private, and he will reward us in public. So when you go into your secret place of prayer, we can bring our empty jars to the one who paid for it all. He will pour out his anointing on us, filling each of our jars to more than enough. What are the labels on your jars? Many mothers have jars labeled with their children's names on them, praying for their sons, their daughters, grandchildren, husbands, household, finances, personal requests. I mean, just name it. A mother would have it on her prayer list. Then we have the Shunammite woman, who was always hospitable to the man of God whenever he was in town. The prophet Elijah asks her, what can I do for you? Can I put in a good word for you with the king or the commander of the army? She replied, no, and that her family takes good care of her. Then later the prophet asked his servant Gehazi, what can we do for her? The assistant noticed that the Shunammite woman's husband was an old man and they had no son. So Elijah called the woman and told her, by this time next year, you will be holding your son in your arms. Now, her response was not as expected. She actually said, don't get my hopes up like that. As if to say, if you only knew the struggles I had with this very topic of discussion, like, stop playing with me. But sure enough, she had her son in her arms the very next year. Now, the Bible goes on to explain that when the child got older, he was in the field helping his father when suddenly the boy cried out, my head hurts. The boy's father instructed his servants to carry the boy to his mother. As the story goes, the Shunammite woman held her son on her lap until he died. Then she carried him up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Then she shut the door and left him there. She sends a message to her husband that she needs a donkey and she needs to go see the man of God. And just like a husband, he asks, why do you need to go today? You know, men are very logical. 1 + 1 must = 2. He's thinking it's not a new moon festival nor a Sabbath. But her reply was, it will be all right. So she hurries to see the man of God. He sees her coming from a distance. Elijah's servant Gehazi is instructed to go and see what the woman needs and asks, is everything all right with you, your husband, and your child? The woman told Gehazi, all is well. When she gets to the man of God, she falls to the ground and she says, did I ask you for a son, my Lord? Didn't I say, don't deceive me and give my hopes up? The man of God told Gehazi, hurry up and go and lay the staff on the child's face. But the mother was like, I won't go unless you go. So Elijah went with her. And when they get there, Gehazi tells Elijah, the boy is still dead. The Bible then says Elijah went into the room alone and shut the door behind him. And he prayed to God. Now, this next part is so interesting to me. The Bible describes Elijah laying down on the child's body, placing his mouth on the child's mouth, his eyes on the child's eyes, and his hands on the child's hands. And as he stretched out on him, the child body began to grow warm. He gets up, he walks across the room once, and repeats, eyes to eyes, mouth to mouth, hands to hands. Then the boy sneezes 7 times and opens his eyes. He tells Gehazi to call the mother. And when the mother enters the room, he tells her to take your son. The mother fell to Elijah's feet, overwhelmed with gratitude. So I asked God, what is the significance of eyes to eyes, mouth to mouth, hands to hands? For about a week, I meditated on this message. Eyes to eyes, mouth to mouth, hands to hands. Then the word prostrate came to me. To prostrate, a person has to be lying face down with the arms extended. In the context of prayer, it is a complete submission to a deity, a reverence, a display of humility and worship. So when Elijah laid on the child eyes to eyes, mouth to mouth, hands to hand to give total submission to God. So the thought came to me, maybe during the intercession, Elijah asked God to let his eyes become my eyes. Let his hands become my hands. Let the breath of life flow from my mouth, flow to his mouth. I lay prostrate before you, Lord, in complete submission, asking for mercy on this child's life. We see this display of prayer with Elijah's predecessor, Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 24, with the widow at Zarephath, As Elijah stretched himself over the child and interceded for God to bring the widow's son back to life. How many mothers have prostrated before the Lord in prayer? Shutting the door behind you. I realize shutting the door is an act of personal time with God, away from all the distractions, unwanted, and unnecessary opinions. It symbolizes protection, security, and secrecy. When we go into our homes, we shut the door and we lock them. We go into the bathroom and we shut the door. So even in prayer, shut the door to all opposition to God's promises. He will fill your jars to the brim. And as you prostrate before the Lord in prayer for your children, remember, you have the victory. We can stretch out over our children in the spirit, eyes to eyes, mouth to mouth, hands to hands. As we pray, Lord, give them eyes to see how you see them, Father. Holy Spirit, breathe life to their dry bones so they may live. Lord, give me oil. If I may say it again, Lord, give me oil. Hands to hands, let my children do the work of the Lord. Lord, I need the oil to prophesy to the dry bones. Your word has promised, if you're for me, who can be against me? Who dare can accuse me, whom God has chosen? I have been divinely chosen by you to do great work. As my great high priest, Jesus Christ, sits at the right hand of God, pleading on my behalf, overwhelming victory is mine. I will never be defeated. As Jesus told the grieving woman in Luke 7:13, don't cry. Then he raised her son from the dead. My God is filled with compassion, love, and surety. I am convinced that nothing can separate me from his love. Mothers, let me remind you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up to judge you, your Father, your God, shall condemn it. For it is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Are you not his servant? This is your inheritance from the Most High God. Again, overwhelming victory is yours. Victory in your home, victory on your job, victory in society. Wake up every morning and declare Romans 8:37. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is mine through Christ Jesus. After you suffer a little while, our God who has called you to his glory in Christ will restore and strengthen you. Don't be afraid or get tired of doing good. If you don't give up, you will reap a harvest. Be like the Shunammite woman. All is well. In God I trust. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord over your children, your homes, your husbands, your family, your church. The Lord is your shepherd. You have all that you need. Lord, open my eyes to see that there are more of us than there are them. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. As our great pastor, Dr. Reuben P. Anderson Sr. says, if you can stand the pull, he'll pull you through. Again, I would never be defeated. The devil can't even get behind me because grace and mercy follows me all the days of my life. The devil has to get behind grace and mercy. And even then, I would never be defeated. I will exalt the name of the Lord in every aspect in my life. Again, declare the word of the Lord. Overwhelming victory is mine through Christ Jesus. Amen. So thank you all for listening and watching. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. And enjoy your Mother's Day. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.